fourth down a yard. Taylor takes. It's the flip. Left side, McCoy. McCoy runs into 2-3 Panthers, and he didn't make it.
One thing we know for sure about the 2017 Carolina Panthers is they don't mind being tested. Two straight weeks on the road, they battled through adversity and outlasted two of the best quarterbacks in the game. Now comes a test of a different kind, lining up against a talented Eagles team on 5 days' notice. This is Mike Kraft with your insider keys to the game. First, all eyes will be on Ed Dixon, who authored one of the biggest receiving days in team history. And that's a good thing, because the Panthers have so many weapons like Kelvin Benjamin and Devin Funchess that getting a hold of the Panthers' offense right now is like grabbing a wet bar of soap.
It's going to help. It's going to open up everything. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing about this offense. You know what I'm saying? We don't got one guy you can kill. Yeah, man, and that's hard. So you don't know who's going to have that big game. And as a defensive coordinator, you can't guard that. You can't stop that.
It's imperative that the offensive line continue to give Cam Newton the space to operate. With Newton on rhythm, the Cats will be hard to beat. Here's a stat to fall in love with. Of all the quarterbacks who have thrown more than 100 passes this season, Newton ranks fourth with a completion percentage of 68.3. If that holds up, it will be the highest completion percentage of his career.
This is a team that's coming in that's feeling pretty good in themselves, as they should, and we feel pretty good about ourselves as well. But I think, you know, for us, we have to find an edge. We have to find an edge, and then, you know, hopefully, we don't know when that situation is going to be, on Thursday, but we just have to be prepared for it.
Defensively, the task is simple. Hold the opposition to one less point than the Panthers' offense. This week, the Panthers face another high-powered offense, just like the week before and the previous weeks before that. Coming up with the big plays at just the right time will help the Panthers prevail.
Very important for us, you know, in particular on defense, to really try to figure out what they'd like to do offensively and make sure that everybody's on the same page when it comes to the calls that we have in place this week and make sure that we're all doing our job. So it's important for us to watch a lot of film on this short week.
Fans, the players heard you on the road in Detroit, so you know that they are expecting you to drop the hammer during this primetime game at Bank of America Stadium on Thursday. And finally, the Panthers will embrace the spirit of keep pounding as we honor the legacy of Sam Mills, who coined that phrase that has become woven into the fiber of this franchise.
You know, we had the chance to, you know, watch the Sam Mills story early, football life of Sam Mills. It was very impactful to us. It touched a lot of people. It touched a lot of people in this locker room. Definitely touched me. And for that saying, man, we know the meaning is behind it. We know the meaning. So it's definitely going to be, you know, in the back of our mind, and we want to just go out there and want to keep pounding and try to win this game.
This is Mike Kraft for Panthers.com.